Well, if you're hearing that sound, which sound? This sound. You know what that sound means. That sound means that it's 1930 UTC, and it's time for the dumpster fire known as the Dubious Goals Committee to begin. Because that's when it begins, at 1930 UTC, every single day. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this dumpster fire. And I've got dumpster fires on the brain still. I mean, how long has this been going on? Have you checked B-Board recently? Yeah, there's a lot of talk about dumpster fires. But what am I doing? Nothing. I'm sitting here eating candy. Because it's 93 million degrees outdoors today, where I live. And that's 1 degree for every mile from the sun that we live. And so I gotta stay indoors. Eat candy. Put out some dumpster fires. Maybe even start a few dumpster fires. And drink some delicious drink. Oh, that's delicious as hell. What am I drinking? I'm drinking my oral hydration fluid. It's very easy to make. You've heard the recipe before. Mix water and sugar and a little bit of salt and plenty of flavor. And then drink it, and you can stay hydrated, just like me. Because that's what I do. I gotta stay hydrated. I gotta stay hydrated as I sit here and watch Deutsche Welle News. Why am I watching Deutsche Welle News? I don't know. Is it because there's nothing else on TV? I don't know. Let's check the Hallmark channels really quick, see if there's any Christmas movies on today. Dun, dun, dun. Yes. Currently airing 12 Gifts of Christmas. Then after that, A Heavenly Christmas. And then after that, Sleigh Bells Ring. Well, that might not be a Christmas movie. I mean, that could be any sleighing movie that there is. Let's check the description and read what this movie's about. A busy single mother, begins organizing her city's Christmas parade. While prop hunting, she finds a beautiful... Yeah, don't even need to check it anymore. What comes on after Sleigh Bells Ring? Oh, then it's nighttime and we go back to terrible syndicated television shows like The Middle and The Golden Girls. But we could always flip down to the other Hallmark channel to watch A Bone to Pick, an Aurora Tea Garden mystery. Oh, I hope I don't have a dumpster fire. So anyway, I guess it's still Christmas. Because as I keep scrolling through the schedule here, down here on one of the shopping channels, HSN HD, Christmas in July sale, and then after that, Christmas in July, and then after that, Christmas in July. It's Christmas in July all day and all night on that stupid channel. So apparently it is Christmas, and nobody told me. Not that I really needed to know. I don't do anything for Christmas. Oh, here's my soccer highlights show that was supposed to be on last night and wasn't. So, what's up with my sinuses? Oh, so delicious. Why am I so thirsty today? Am I a little bit dehydrated? I could be. Maybe that's why I was craving salt and had to eat rice so I could put lots of soy sauce on it. Yummy, yummy soy sauce. Soy sauce, is it the greatest thing ever? I don't know, but it is your best entertainment value. What else did I do today? I went somewhere, and I might go somewhere later. When the sun goes down, I might go to the store. I might. Maybe I won't. I really need to go to three different stores. I need to go to one store to get... What do I need to get at that store? Oh, my beef pucks. Then I gotta go to the Japanese store so I can get some maridaizu and probably some rice vinegar. Although I could buy the rice vinegar also at the other store, but the other store doesn't have maridaizu. Then there's a third store that I have to go to get... I wrote it down. I don't remember. Also, I'm out of salt. How is that possible? I don't know. I never put salt on anything. Although when I boil pasta, I put salt in water. And I need to get some more salt. So I actually put that on the list. I actually started making a shopping list. And as usual, I then forgot where I put the shopping list. So I can't go shopping until I find the list and or remember what it is that I was supposed to buy. And it would be a lot easier for me to remember what I was supposed to buy if I could find the list. So I'm going to start a new list. And on the new list, the first thing to do is to make a list of groceries things that I need to buy at the store. Huh. I'm also considering shaving. Maybe I'll do that today. Because due to the heat and the humidity, my face is just a little bit itchy today. Oh, and here's some of the highlights I wanted to see. Romelu Lukaku on the Manchester United team. And they're playing Real Salt Lake. Yes, the real Salt Lake. Not to be confused with the fake Salt Lake. And look at that. Salt Lake City scores a goal against Manchester United. And then Mkhitaryan. He's my guy. All the way from Shakhtar Donetsk. He scores a goal, tying the game up. And I already know how this game ends. Romelu Lukaku scores his first goal for Manchester United. And here it is. He joinks, he janks, and he dinks. There goes the ball right into the little net. And that's how Real Salt Lake lost to Manchester United. Oh, yeah. So that was great. So thirsty today. And there's Valencia getting a red card. How do you get a red card in a friendly match? Well, if you've been wondering, just like that. That's funny to me. I'm almost out of my drink. So thirsty. What else should I drink today? I'm thinking about having some tea later. Won't that be delicious? Yes, it will. And here's something I don't recognize. Why are these little kids all wearing Mkhitaryan shirts? Oh, because they're standing around with Mkhitaryan as they play football in a gymnasium floor. Okay, well, that's good. And now, it's time for something else. When you hear the beeper going beep, you know it's time to do something. And now it's time for another exciting episode of Cooking with Tobe. That's right, I invented a new food. Well, actually, I didn't invent it. Apple pie has existed for a long time, but I've invented a new kind of apple pie, and it's kind of a deconstructed apple pie for snacks. If you like to have a snack every once in a while and you think, gee, I wish I could have some apple pie, here's a healthy snack that you can make at home, and it's better for you than apple pie. Okay, so here's what you do. Basically, in a nutshell, you want to eat applesauce with graham crackers. And it kind of doesn't matter how you do it. I mean, you can, like, get a bowl of applesauce and then use like graham crackers like chips and use the applesauce as dip, and you can dip your graham crackers into applesauce and then eat it, and it tastes like apple pie. It's so yummy. Or you can do what I do, and that is eat some applesauce, and then when you're done, eat some graham crackers. And that also tastes like apple pie. So it's, you know, it's great. Now, me personally, I like to eat, and this is probably critical, I like to eat cinnamon flavored applesauce. But you could get regular applesauce and you could add cinnamon, or you could get regular applesauce and add cinnamon imperials. You know, the little candy red hots. And here's where it gets a little weird. There's two thoughts on this. There's two schools of deconstructed apple pie. And it goes something like this. School number one. Use cinnamon flavored applesauce and eat regular graham crackers. Okay? That's what I do. Or you could eat regular applesauce and then eat cinnamon flavored graham crackers, because yes, those exist. So, you know, I don't want to influence anybody here, but I prefer cinnamon applesauce with regular graham crackers as opposed to regular applesauce with cinnamon graham crackers, for only one reason, and that is cinnamon graham crackers, you know, they basically are graham crackers that have a coating on the surface of cinnamon and sugar. Well, sugar is a little crystal, and it's sharp and pointy. And so when you put sugar and cinnamon on graham crackers, it's like, you know, sandpaper or an emery board. And so when you eat a cinnamon graham cracker, you have that abrasion of the roof of your mouth because, well, cinnamon graham crackers are abrasive, like sandpaper. So you end up, you know, tearing up the roof of your mouth. And even though they're delicious, don't get me wrong, I love cinnamon graham crackers. Whoever thought of that? Great idea. The only problem is you can't eat very many of them because, you know, eventually the roof of your mouth gets reduced to a bloody pulp. And that's happened to me on a number of occasions, because I don't just eat one cinnamon graham cracker. I want to eat all of the cinnamon graham crackers, as well you should be too. So if you're going to try this, and I highly recommend that you do, go with cinnamon flavored applesauce and regular graham crackers. Now I know that there's some of you out there thinking, well, there's still two other options. You could just eat regular applesauce with regular graham crackers. And yeah, you could do that, but I don't know, you lose some of that whole apple pie thing because the cinnamon is not involved. And the cinnamon is pretty critical. So if, in fact, you only have regular graham crackers and regular applesauce, get some regular cinnamon and add it to the sauce. Or you can just go out and buy, you know, cinnamon flavored applesauce. Or there's still the final option, which is, you know, pure madness, but still, I only include this option for the sake of, you know, completion. And that is, you could try cinnamon flavored applesauce with cinnamon graham crackers. That might be pretty cinnamony. I mean, I love cinnamon. It's one of my favorite things in the world. And that's one of my favorite flavors of anything. Hey, you want some bread? Is it cinnamon bread? Then no. So, if you're a madman, and you have a high tolerance for roof-of-the-mouth abrasion, then yeah, go for the double dosage of cinnamon and try the cinnamon applesauce with the cinnamon graham crackers, but don't blame me when the roof of your mouth starts to bleed and starts to hurt, because then all that cinnamon gets in there and you're like, ah! Right? So, where are we with this? What am I doing? Do I feel like going to eat some applesauce right now? I kind of do. I am still kind of thirsty, though. Why am I so thirsty? Oh, it's because I ate all that soy sauce. Oh, yeah. So thirsty. Okay. I drank all my drink. Now I need something else to drink. Or maybe I should just eat some applesauce. Maybe that's what that's the other thing I need to buy at the store. And that's the other store that has that applesauce that I like, because there's this one kind of applesauce, and only one kind that I will eat. And the only reason I eat that one kind is it's because it's actual applesauce and not, you know, a bunch of high fructose corn syrup with artificial apple flavor added, which is what most applesauce is. But the applesauce I eat is only got two ingredients. Apples. Actually, it's got three ingredients. It's got apples, apple juice, and cinnamon. And it comes in these little pouches that look like those pouches for baby food. So I feel sort of bad because I always said, no, I'm never going to eat the baby food. If I ever get to that point where I'm reduced to eating baby food, then I'm going to jump off a damn building. But I really wanted applesauce. This was like last year, and I was thinking, what kind of applesauce am I going to get? And I had to read all the applesauces. And it was kind of pissing me off until I found the good stuff, which, I don't know, is it made by some French company, or am I thinking of the graham crackers? Jeez, now I don't remember. I'd have to double check. So that's the kind of applesauce I eat. Comes in a little pouch, which is great, because then you know exactly how much you're getting. There's, you know, a serving size business, and I can always tell people, yeah, I ate a fruit. One of these pouches of applesauce counts as one fruit. And since I eat so little fruit, I gotta remember to eat more applesauce because it's pretty yummy. And if you eat it with graham crackers, then it's just like eating apple pie, which is delicious. And now I'm thirsty again. Plus, my face is starting to itch more. I need to get my shave on. Oh, and I've also got to wash my dishes. I got to wash the rice cooker in my frying pan because I ate rice and the rice was yummy. And wait a minute, why are they showing George Best on TV? Hold on a second, what's this all about? I'm confused and I don't understand what's happening right now. Why are they showing a candy factory? Why is George Best walking around in a candy factory in clearly some 1972 film footage? What am I seeing here? Okay, apparently I'm seeing some kind of advertisement for a podcast. I'm going to have to look this up later because I'm too busy right now with the dubious applesauce committee. That's the other thing about the dishes. I don't want to wash my dishes because I don't like the soap I have, because the soap I have smells like, I don't know how to describe it other than to say diapers. It smells like diapers. It smells like the plastic that baby diapers are made out of, except without the baby powder smell, which I also hate. Usually I use my own special soap. Actually, I like Lemon Fresh Joy or whatever it's called, because that lemon smell doesn't bother me. Other lemon soaps do bother me, like Ajax Lemon. Ugh, I hate it. And so I got the stupid other soap, and I'm so mad because it smells like diapers, and now I can't wash my hands with that soap because then my hand will smell like diapers. So why can't they make soap that smells like apples? Right? Okay, you can find soap in like all the smells of the world. You can get lemon flavored soap, and you can get orange flavored soap, and you can get green flavored soap, and all this other stuff. And apparently you can buy diaper flavored soap if that's what you're into, because it exists for some reason. I don't know why, but I can prove that it exists because I have some on my kitchen counter, and I'm mad about it. So I need to get, you know, there's like cocoa butter soap, which smells like cocoa butter. And there's lavender flavored soap. How come there's none that smell like apples? Everything's got to smell like freaking Irish Spring and industrial perfume base number 4. That drives me nuts. Why can't we get stuff that smells like normal stuff, like apples? I want apple flavored soap. That's what I want. And while we're on the subject, and I need to shave, why can't we get some apple-flavored shaving lotion so my face will smell like apples instead of napetalactone or whatever they're putting in this stuff to make it smell like... I don't want anything that it smells like that stupid smell. Why is it so difficult? That's what I want to know. Oh, and I just noticed something. My cat isn't down here, so I could eat some Smarties right now. Oh yeah, let's unroll some Smarties. Yeah. Give me that candy. Give me my candy. Oh. Mmm. Well, yeah. Mmm. So yummy. I love to eat candy. I also like to eat applesauce. But the irony is, I don't really like apple candy. Apple-flavored candy never tastes like apples. But these Smarties sure are good. But I don't love all candy. Here's a list of all the candies, or here's a short list of just some of the candies that I refuse to eat. Not in any particularly ranked order, just as they come to me. Number one, any candy bar with coconut in it. I like coconut just fine, but that doesn't mean I want it dipped in chocolate. I'm not a girl. I don't think everything is better with chocolate on it. And that which reminds me of those graham crackers that are dipped in chocolate that get passed off as cookies. I can't remember what they're called. But, you know, and I haven't even seen them in a long time. They may not even exist yet. Was this a thing from the 70s that lasted for way too longer than it should have? But, yeah, just because you dip something in chocolate doesn't make it candy, nor does it even make it good. This recent thing with people dipping bacon in chocolate is beyond me. There's two barely edible things combined together to make one thing that nobody should be eating at all. Number two, anything with raisins in it. I like grapes just fine. And I also like things made out of grapes, like grape juice. But that doesn't mean I want to take a grape, dehydrate it, and then dip it in chocolate. Just because something is dipped in chocolate doesn't make it good. And raisins aren't that good to begin with, so all you're really doing is prolonging the inevitable. You know, you put a chocolate-covered raisin in your mouth, and you're like, oh, okay, this isn't too bad. And then, what the hell is this? Some kind of dehydrated grape? Yes. Yes, it is. And it's been dipped in chocolate for no reason other than to fool you. Another crappy candy are Valentine's hearts. We touched on this briefly yesterday. I don't know why those get made. I don't know who likes them. Same with Necco wafers. Who the hell eats Necco wafers? Thing of it is, I haven't even seen Necco wafers in any period of time. Anything with peanut butter. Peanut butter is not candy. Peanut butter is protein, and you should eat it as protein, not as candy. You do not dip it in chocolate and say, oh, look, it's candy. That's the dumbest thing ever. It's akin to taking another protein, like bacon, and then when we dip it in chocolate, now it's delicious. Okay, how about this? Get yourself a piece of fried chicken. Dip that in chocolate, see how much you like it. Or get yourself a steak. Get a really nice, really expensive filet mignon. Okay? A great steak, you dip it in chocolate, yeah, you ruin it. You didn't make a good thing better, you just ruined two moderately decent things. Two except perfectly good, acceptable things ruined just because some idiot thought, oh, we should dip it in chocolate. Okay, what other kinds of candy do I hate? Anything that is a cookie that is now being passed off as candy. Like a chocolate chip cookie, that's fine. I'll eat a chocolate chip cookie. Those are pretty good. But again, you can't just take a cookie and dip it in chocolate and say, oh, look, we made this better thing, like Kit Kat bars or Twix. No, those are just cookies. Do not call that candy. That's just a cookie with candy in it or on it in the case of dipping crap into chocolate. You know, I don't want to go around making people think that I hate chocolate, but, you know, it's kind of a chick thing. And you'd think, I don't need to have it. I don't want broccoli dipped in chocolate. That doesn't make the broccoli better, doesn't make the chocolate better, but apparently you'll get girls to eat it. It's like Brussels sprouts dipped in chocolate. Okay, that's a horrible idea, but you know, now that I've said it out loud, somebody's probably going to hear this and go, oh my god, that's a genius idea, and they'll make billions of dollars with it because they'll use, you know, salted caramel injected into fried Brussels sprouts that are then dipped in chocolate and rolled in pecan nuts and blah blah blah. And there's some people who should not be allowed to make candy, and those would be anybody who like to pass themselves off as chocolatiers. If anybody hands you a business card and says, hi, I'm a chocolatier, punch them in the head. When they fall to the ground, then kick them in the head repeatedly, because that's a job that doesn't need to exist. If the only kind of candy you know how to make is chocolate, then you lose. Yeah, maybe you are a chocolatier, but nobody cares. Ugh. Why not just dip bread into chocolate? Oh, look, it's candy. No, that's called fondue, and that's not any good either. If you're gonna dip stuff into chocolate, why not make this a way to murder somebody? You know, you go to stupid restaurants and they hand you the dessert menu and the first thing on it is death by chocolate or chocolate lava cake. No, lava is not food. Cake is food. Chocolate is also a bad thing. You know, if you're going to kill somebody with chocolate, just melt some chocolate and throw them in there. You know, tie some cinder blocks, CMUs, concrete masonry units. Tie some concrete masonry units around somebody's neck, throw them into a giant vat of chocolate, and, you know, laugh maniacally as you see those bubbles come to the surface of the chocolate and pop. I'll give you death by chocolate. Here's another stupid thing that's in restaurants that I hate. Blue cheese salad dressing, where the blue cheese comes separately in a little, you know, ramekin, and where they go, oh yeah, you can add your own blue cheese. Well, no, then it's not blue cheese salad dressing, is it? Then it's just salad dressing with blue cheese in it. And I've had about enough of that. In fact, I've had just about enough of everything, and so I think it's time for me to go scrape the hair off my face with a knife. That's right, you might call it shaving, but around here we call it, let's stick a knife up to our faces and then just scrape it around. You have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30, where we discuss shaving techniques and why you should never dip anything in chocolate, such as razor blades. And I'm out of here, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
ハロー、This is DJ クーマタ。ウェルカム。